as I say, we had a fairly small force in there in Afghanistan, or we have a small force in Afghanistan at the moment. But would it be fair to say we wouldn't have seen a total withdrawal without, of course, that decision being made by the President of the United States?
I think that's very fair to say. Once the U.S. decided to withdraw, all remaining countries who have a presence in Afghanistan, it won't make any sense for them logistically, in terms of resources, to remain. Australia isn't the only country which provided troops at the height of the war. About 32 different countries were providing some element, force element, to this enterprise. Without the Americans' mass logistical and resource, the other countries, it won't be viable for them to remain. So all other countries, whoever is remaining, will be pulling out, particularly the Europeans as well.
For Joe Biden, this decision seems to be very much a political one. He can make a lot of political hay out of this while the sun shines. It's not a mission accomplished kind of moment. It's not saying, well, we've done all we can in the region and now we're getting out while the getting's good. What are the likely consequences of this mass withdrawal of U.S., Australia and other troops?
There are two ways of looking at it. Consequences for Afghanistan and Afghans, number one, and then consequences for the international community. Let's start with the first. With the foreign forces withdrawing, there is a legitimate fear that the country Afghanistan will descend back into a state of civil war that was witnessed during the 1990s. Could possibly see a fragmentation of the state, different parts of the country really cordoning themselves off, different power holders, essentially warlords and strongmen, solidifying their base in order to stave off any Taliban offensive or intrusion. So there's really a fear that the country will fragment, and as a result of which, government in Kabul could collapse. So that's one possibility. The other possibility, of course, is with the Americans withdrawing, the Afghan security forces, the Afghan army, her special forces contingent, won't be getting the support, the resources, the logistical support that they are so reliant on from the Americans. And as a result, the Taliban could sweep across the country and take over the country. That is a possibility. It might not happen. If it does happen, it might not happen immediately. It might take a while for it to happen, but conflict is likely going to continue. That's as far as Afghanistan is concerned. And obviously, if there is continued war, if there's continued civil war, if the Taliban takes over the country, Afghan civilians are going to suffer the most. Possibly the gains that have been made over the course of the past 20 years could be scaled back via the introduction of a more extremist regime and rule. Human rights will be obviously a casualty as a result of it. So yeah, the gains will be compromised and lost, I fear. How this relates to the international community is this. It's very simple. If there is renewed civil conflict, civil war, if the Taliban continue to make gains and impose a brutal regime, what you're going to probably see is an exodus of refugees to neighboring countries and beyond. So really, a humanitarian disaster could be in the offing.
And just perhaps as a final point on this one, in regards to the US and Australian military relationship, you know, this was the forever war. This was a war a lot of people didn't want to see us be in the first place and continue to the extent that we have. Have we learned anything from the past 20 years in regards to what Australia should be doing, thinking around military alliances with the US in future?
Sure. I think as interventions, certainly in far-off regions are concerned, I'm not necessarily going to say that Australia needs to never go along with the Americans. But I think what needs to happen is Australia needs to put a foot down and insist on articulating viable long-term strategies. The problem with Afghanistan is that we've never had a long-term, concerted, and coherent strategy. What you actually have in Afghanistan is 20 different strategies across 20 different years. And that's never going to produce the kinds of results that you are hoping for. So I think there needs to be a rethink of how countries do intervention, scale back interventions, obviously, because they typically don't result Cool. So there are a number of areas where Australia needs to rethink. Obviously, there are some more granular issues to discuss, ideas of state building and nation building. What we've seen in Afghanistan and in countries like Iraq is external state building and nation building doesn't happen overnight, number one.
Mm.
It takes, in certain cases, it takes generations to state build and nation build. And really, when you're doing that, you need to understand that you're in it for the long haul. You cannot go there for a short period and withdraw, because if you do that, that is being extremely irresponsible to the country, the host country, and her peoples. And what we're seeing in Afghanistan is exactly that. A sudden withdrawal from Afghanistan by the Americans, it really showcases that it was really American interest that was paramount, but they are the ones who intervened. So surely there's an onus of responsibility on their part to see a just withdrawal rather than a hasty withdrawal. So there are a number of lessons for both Australia and the international community, the one that cannot be discussed over a Friday morning radio call, I'm afraid.
Yes, we will have to leave it there. But Trinjoy, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.